today and tonight. Cold temperatures and very strong northeasterly winds gusting over 40 miles per hour will add additional dangers to this very strong storm system. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are in effect for the entire region. Travel is not advised. The forecast from the National Weather Service office in Lincoln for East Central Illinois. This afternoon, snow and sleet with possible freezing rain and thunderstorms. Snow and sleet accumulation, 3 to 5 inches. Ice accumulation, less than 1/4 inch. It will be windy. The high around 25. The wind out of the northeast at 25 to 30 miles per hour with some gusts to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, snow with a chance of thunderstorms, sleet and freezing rain. This evening, then snow after midnight, blowing snow this evening, areas of blowing snow after midnight as well. Snow may be heavy at times this evening, visibility 1/4 mile or less at times. Snow and sleet accumulation, 6 to 9 inches. It will be very windy with the wind out of the north at 25 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45 miles per hour. The low tonight, 18. Tomorrow, snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow and a new accumulation of 1 to 2 inches with a total accumulation of 10 to 16 inches. It will be windy again tomorrow with the wind out of the northwest at 25 to 30 miles per hour. The high tomorrow, 22. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, much colder. The low around 3 below zero. The wind out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25 miles per hour. Wind chill readings 7 below to 17 below zero. The outlook for Thursday, sunny and cold, the high 9. The wind out of the west at 10 miles per hour, wind chill readings from 8 below zero to 18 below zero. The outlook for Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 3 below zero, and the outlook for Friday, mostly sunny and a little warmer, the high 18. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana looked like this, and I'll give you some conditions where there was some precipitation reported at noon Central Time. Rockford reported light snow and 24 degrees. In Chicago, 23 at O'Hare Airport. Peoria checked in with snow at noon, 20 degrees there, 21 at Mattoon. In Carbondale, it was raining with 34 degrees. South Bend had light snow, 19 degrees, also 19 at Lafayette. In Indianapolis, 21 degrees. Terre Haute reported freezing rain and 25 degrees. Evansville checked in at 37 degrees. And at Willard Airport at the top of the hour, sleet and fog were reported. The temperature 19. The wind out of the northeast at 22 miles per hour with gusts to 33 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill index of 2. The relative humidity 84%, the dew point 15, and the barometric pressure 29.94 and falling. And there are a slew of weather-related closings in the area. You'll find a list of them at our website, will.illinois.edu, will.illinois.edu. Now, we know not everyone is online, so with that in mind, I'm going to run down a partial list of closings and cancellation. To begin, all classes on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign that begin after 5 p.m. this evening are canceled. As for the status of classes tomorrow, that will be determined by 10 p.m. this evening. Francis Nelson Health Center in Champaign will close at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Prairie Center Health Systems outpatient clinics in Urbana and Danville are closed. Developmental Service Center, Champaign, is closed. Tomorrow's meeting of the American Sewing Guild in Champaign is canceled. The Osher Lifelong Learning classes are canceled today and tomorrow. The Champaign County Board study session this evening has been rescheduled for Tuesday, February 8th at 6 p.m. And tomorrow's Redistricting Commission meeting has been rescheduled for Wednesday, February 16th at 7 p.m. The regular council meeting and Champaign and City of Champaign Township meeting, those have both been postponed to special meetings on February 8th. Tonight's screening in the Asian Lens film series at the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois has been rescheduled for Tuesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. And the Tolono Public Library is closed. Again, this is a partial list of area weather-related closings and cancellations. And we do want to remind you, though, that tonight's Illinois men's basketball game in Champaign is to be played as scheduled. And that's a look at the weather as we have it at this moment. Here's a list of some items that used to be commonplace. Chariots, horse-driven buggies, detachable collars on men's shirts, corsets, top hats. Now they're gone, or are they? Here's NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich.
We invent things, and then after a while, some of those things disappear because we don't need them anymore. Everybody knows that. But no, says Kevin Kelly, human inventions don't disappear. They just don't ever.
I say that there's no species of technology that have ever gone globally extinct on this planet.
Which means what?
That means that things that are invented don't die off.
What?
I can't find anything that has disappeared completely from the Earth.
Sure there's got to be things. Before we get into this, you should know Kevin Kelly was founding editor of Wired magazine. He runs an influential blog called Cool Tools about new technology. But apparently he did not notice, for example, that nobody makes carbon paper anymore.
I'm willing to bet. I mean, I'll take your challenge of carbon paper, but okay. I'm going to go all the way on this. And so I can find no case of an invention that is not being used somewhere on Earth today still.
And then he made this ridiculous bet. He said, I bet you can't find any tool, any machine, go back to any century you like, that still isn't being made and made new today. So all I have to do is find a single tool that's not being made anymore, and
yeah,
I win?
Right.
You're so going to lose this. How about a Paleolithic axe? Stone axe? Yeah, stone axe.
A stone axe still being made almost exactly the same way today.
And who's making them?
Who is making them? Yeah. Well, lots and lots of people from all walks of life all over the country. And
come on.
I'm
talking about ancient hammers here.
Yes.
John Whitaker, who teaches anthropology at Grinnell College in Iowa, says there are hobbyists by the thousands who buy Paleolithic hammers to make arrowheads for fun. I mean, you're talking about history buffs here, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean, though, that everything gets remade. I mean, nobody makes, steam-powered car engines anymore.
Actually, they do.
And sure enough, I looked online and I found Jay Leno showing off a steam-powered car engine.
This is a 10 horsepower, which 10 doesn't sound like much, but it makes a lot of torque.
You can actually buy brand new parts for your steam-powered car.
So people who collect old cars, toys, planes, typewriters, they need new parts. So this is getting a little harder than I thought.
Yeah, right.
So maybe because he was feeling so confident, Kevin confessed that at one point he'd found a copy of an 1895 Montgomery Ward catalog, which is kind of like a Sears catalog from 115 years ago. And just to test himself, he turned to the farming section thinking,
there's got to be really weird farm implements that are dead, that are extinct.
And what happened?
We went through, and in every case, we were able to find...
You just said every case. Do you mean every...
Every case. Everything on that page, they were still being manufactured new.
No.
Shockingly, yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so now I know how to... I know I'm going to win this bet. I'm going to go through not just that page. I'm going to go through page after page after page of the Montgomery Ward catalog until I find something, which I will, that is not being made anymore. So I'm going to do this by calling...
This is Shad Malady
in
Nevada, Iowa.
At what store?
A company called Almaco.
And Almaco sells farm equipment?
Yeah.
And they sell to suppliers in India and Africa, as well as to religious customers like the Amish who choose old tools. And you're going to help me out.
Okay.
Okay. So do you guys at Almaco sell, and this is from the 1895 catalog, do you sell a corn bean seed planter that you can jab into the ground?
We have what's called our jab planter.
It's a jabber?
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Okay. We have actually two styles that we make, yes.
Okay. Well, how about, do you have a hill dropping fertilizer drill?
Sorry to disappoint you, but yes, we do.
How about a little giant broadcast hand seeder? This is a hand seeder you roll with a wheel in the front?
We make them.
Do you make a tornado tank pump?
I've heard of them.
Is there any tool you've got that you know of that's gone extinct? I mean, no one makes it all anywhere in the world?
That's a good question. Uh-huh. You know, you got me.
I can't believe this is so difficult. Kevin, stop laughing. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I asked two really good sleuths, NPR's Jessica Goldstein and Mike Rucco, to go item by item through 6 pages of the 1895 catalog. And I said, find me something that isn't being made today. And Mike reported back.
We definitely were able to find everything that you listed.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then to make matters even worse, Professor Whitaker back in Grinnell, he said, you know, if you add up, you know, Stone Age tribes that still exist and poor farmers and modern hobbyists, for different reasons, people do hang on to old tools, which makes it kind of likely that they would last and last.
Yeah. That's not an unreasonable proposition. I think the longevity of basic technologies is astounding.
Carbon paper, by the way, I found at my local stationery store, so that's out. But that's when a Mr. Lehman, who sells farm equipment in Ohio, told us about an obscure grain drill, whatever that is, that is no longer being made.
No.
So the five-hole, one-box grain drill you think is a completely extinct item?
I think so.
Let me be careful here because this would be, for me, bingo.
Yeah, okay. Let's go bingo.
Okay.
So this thing is no longer being made. Is that what you're claiming?
That's what I'm claiming. It's no longer being made.
They have grain drills, but not a small one like that.
Okay, so I'm going to give Kevin as much time as he needs to get himself out of this suddenly deep hole he finds himself in. And in like no time.
Already? I just spent about 2 minutes Googling, and I found a place in India, which I suspected. And it's a three-hole, one-box grain drill.
Is the three-hole, one-box grain drill being made new?
Yes, it's brand new, and they also do custom. So if you really wanted a five-hole one, they would make a five-hole one for you.
I'm running out of steam here. I can't.
So the idea is that there is basically no extinct technology, that everything that we have made in the past is still being made somewhere in the world today.
I so know you're wrong. But I just can't prove it. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
I've been a part of WILL Book Mentor Project for the last 2 years and read to my son's classroom for the last 2 years. Normally when I walk in, they all run to me and hug me. It's a feeling that I never had in my life. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want him to grow up and do the same thing when he have his own kid.